Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominic. How can I assist you?
Yes, my name is W.C. Williams. I see where y'all withdrew $67 out of my account today. What was it for?
Okay, can I have your zip code? I'll have to pull up an account for you.
38703.
Okay, 1 second. And is W.C. Williams correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then do you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
It's 1363A East Reed Road, apartment 207, Greenville, Mississippi, 38703.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, I am still here with you. My system just moving slow, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, so I do see where on October 31st you enter in to get the tactical bag, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so what happened with that is customer do orders free gift, paying online shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly gadget club where they receive $125 voucher through their email to make purchases through the online factory direct store. So what happened with that was right before you checked out, it did have a terms and conditions that you have to agree to check out. And when you agree to those terms and conditions, after placing that order, it does enroll you into a membership. So that's why you will bill the $67.32.
A membership for what? The only thing I wanted was the tactical bag.
Yes, sir. It did enroll you into a membership for the Gadget Club.
No, that's not the agreement. I was supposed to pay for the shipping and handling of the tactical bag, and that was it.
Yes, sir.
You had nothing.
Yes, sir. It did state in the terms and conditions, but what I can do is I can get this canceled out for you, okay?
Yeah, let's cancel that because I don't want to join a membership where I got to buy something every month or pay a monthly fee for anything.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second while I get this canceled for you. And then I also do see where that bag is expected to deliver on November 7th by 8 p.m. So give me 1 second. Okay, so that has been canceled on your end and on ours as well. So you will not be billed anything else, and it will not try to charge your card or anything, okay, because it has been canceled.
Okay, so what did I do with the bag? Kind of send it back to you?
No, sir, you keep the bag. You can keep the bag.
Okay, but how did the bag end up called? It was only $47. Where did I get $67 from?
I'm sorry?
It was only $47 for the bag.
Okay, because the $574 that you paid, that was just for the shipping. The $67.32 is for a membership for the gadget store. It's not for the bag. The bag you pay just shipping for, which is $5.74. But when
you're gonna take the $5 out and send the other money back into my account.
Okay, so what I can do as far as the other money, because this is a valid charge when you agree to the terms and conditions, I can refund 35% of that $67.32.
It's $67, ma'am. And I did not join a membership. That was a thing. That was one time thing. I paid for the shipping and handling of the bag, and that was all I was supposed to pay.
Yes, sir. I don't remember. Go ahead.
I don't remember signing up for a membership for so much money a month.
Yes, sir. It's not that you actually went in and signed a form to sign up for the membership. It's when you, right before checkout, you had to accept those terms and conditions. And when you accepted that, that's when it enrolled you into that membership. It enrolled you into the membership when you accepted the terms and conditions before checking out.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, sir.
For me to sign a membership, I have to be aware of it, and I have to sign. Terms and conditions is that I sign to say, okay, I will pay for the shipping and handling only.
Yes, sir.
I never wanted a membership to any other company. Said that when y'all get a gadget, send me a gadget. No, I don't need gadgets. Now,
okay.
The only thing I agreed to pay was for the shipment of the bag, which was what I was required for.
Yes, sir. I'm looking on the website now, and it does. I see where, you know, you go in, you pay, and I see where it does state the terms and conditions. I'm unsure if you kind of, like, looked over it, but when you click accept and you put in your card information, that does enroll you when you accept the terms and conditions. But I did get you canceled out, so you do not be billed anything else.
So you're going to receive 57% of what I've already paid.
I'm sorry?
You said you can refund part of the money. How much are you refunding?
So I can refund 35% of the $67.32.
That sounds like not full disclosure to me, ma'am.
How come? Because this is a valid charge, sir. I am giving you a courtesy.
Well, it's not a valid charge because I never signed up for a membership.
Yes, sir. When you accept the
only thing they said they would charge me for that your part is $5 and some cents, which is what I signed for.
Yes, sir.
I never signed up to belong to your company.
When you accept the terms and conditions, sir, it does enroll you into a membership. I can give you the website so you can go back and look at it, but it did.
No, just send me. I tell you what, just send me an email with the letter on it,
By us being a third party company, I'm unable to email you, but I can give it to you over the phone.
So what are you giving? Okay, it has been canceled as of today.
Yes, sir, it has been canceled. You will not be billed anything else, and I am going to refund that back to you.
Okay, so you're going to refund 35%.
Yes, sir.
And you said the bag has been sent and should be here by the 7th of this month.
Yes, sir, November 7th. And that money will be back into your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank, it could be back in there sooner than that.
Okay. Well, I thank you so very much.
You're
and
welcome.
I'll make sure I'm more careful the next time.
Yes, sir. And you're welcome. It was my pleasure to help you, and I do understand your frustration.
Oh, no frustration. You were very nice. You took time to explain everything.
Thank you. It was my pleasure to help you.
All right. You have a great weekend.
You as well. You as well. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.